welcome to this week's lesson. Now, this week what we want to focus on is actually experiencing something. Okay, so we're going to go through an example of programming your mind, programming your body to get the results you want. At this point, I hope you realize that a big mistake people make when it comes to changing behaviors in their life, when it comes to losing weight, is that they try and do it logically. Right? So they say to themselves, oh, I should stop eating ice cream because it's got a lot of calories in it, and calories make me fat. Being fat makes me unhappy. But they're not connected to any of those things they just said. Okay, so they just, logically, they know it. But that's not what drives our behavior. Because maybe 10 o'clock that night comes, and all of a sudden they have this intense emotional connection and craving for that ice cream, and that logic part just falls, just disappears. Right? Like it never existed. So what we want to do is we want to fight fire with fire, in a sense, right? We want to combat the emotional connection of enjoyment and pleasure to eating the ice cream. We want to combat that with the emotional pleasure and connection to eating well, right? To feeling alive, to feeling light and strong and all the rest of it, okay? But we need to do that in a way that's different than just reasoning and logic. So what I want to do is I want to bring you through an example of how to do this. Now what I'm going to do, I found that you need to be specific when you're doing this, right? You just say, oh, I just want to be a healthy person. I just want to lose weight. These are vague things. The more specific you get, the more powerful it will become. Okay, so what I'm going to use as an example here, just to be specific and just so you can follow something clearly, is I'm going to use eating salads. Now, everyone can eat more salad. So, but I want you to understand that you can substitute in your own thing after you learn how to do this process. Okay, you could do more, drink more water, exercise more, eat more vegetables, eat less whatever. You can do what you want. But for this here, just follow along with the salads. Okay, and just follow the process. It's the exact same for anything else you want to do. Okay, so we start. It's always kind of the same thing. It's just relaxing our body. We're going to influence our physiology. We're going to influence our psychology. And we're going to use that to create emotional connection to a desired behavior. All right, it's pretty simple stuff. So we start with the body. So you relax the body. And I'll go through a quick progressive relaxation. Relax the toes. Relax the feet. Relax the ankles. The calf muscles, the knees, the thighs, the waist, the stomach. Take an extra moment here and really relax the stomach muscles and all the organs in that area. Right? Let that feeling move up into your chest. Relax the chest muscles. Relax the lungs even, the heart. All of it relaxing in this area. Let that feeling move up into your shoulders. Right? And relax the shoulder muscles. You may feel this movement, the dropping of the shoulders when you relax them. Feel the relaxation moving down into your arms, all the way down into your fingertips, back again into your arms, and back into your shoulders. Relax them. Let that feel move up into your neck, into your ears, down into your jaw, over your lips, into your nasal passages. Take a deep breath in and breathe in the sense of relaxation. Right? So you begin relaxing from the inside out now as well as the outside in. Let this relaxation move into your eyes and eyelids. Right? Close your eyes and let them relax for a moment. Right? Give them some relaxation here. Let that feeling move up into your eyebrows, relaxing the eyebrow muscles. Let it move into the forehead, over the facial muscles. Let them relax. Okay, let them go slack. Let that feeling move over the top of your head and down the back of your head, all the way down the back of your neck and across your shoulders. Right? Very enjoyable kind of imagination. When you imagine all the way down your neck and down into your shoulders and allow your shoulders to drop. Let that feeling move down your spine, all the way down your spine, all the way down the back of your legs, all the way down to your feet and toes. Now you've created a sense of relaxation in your body, and on your own you could do this again or a couple more times to just really deepen it. But right now what I want you to do is I want you to refocus on the muscles in your stomach, in your chest, in your back, and let them relax. Let them relax so that your breathing now can become more rhythmic and a little bit deeper. I also want you to think about your posture. Okay, posture is so important because you want to have a certain alignment in your body. If you're misaligned, sometimes you can squish things a little bit. It's not so easy to breathe. It can become uncomfortable. If you're misaligned, sometimes other muscles have to pick up the slack and it causes tension. So be aware of your alignment, of your posture. And at any moment in time, you can change it. You can be deep in a meditation, deep in a hypnotic session. If you're uncomfortable and you're misaligned, you notice it, correct it. Okay, so be aware of that as we go through this process and throughout your day. Now what I want you to do is focus on your breathing. The way you're going to influence your breathing is to focus on the exhale. Okay, so you can always exhale all the air out of your lungs, and you can do that completely right now. Exhale all the air out of your lungs. And then to influence the inhale, you intentionally relax the muscles in the stomach and in the back. And let the inhale happen naturally. Okay, but you let it happen naturally by relaxing all the muscles and allowing your lungs to do what they want. Okay, and then you influence the exhale by squeezing all of the air out of your lungs. So that's the way to influence your breathing in a very simple and powerful way. Now we're going to go into the mind, right? We're going to relax the mind a bit. And so one little trick you can do is you can imagine a beam of light right in between your eyebrows, illuminating the inside of your mind, warming up the thoughts, slowing them down, and allowing the thoughts to just become quiet. You can use the volume knob trick. You can imagine there's a volume knob, and you can imagine your thoughts as you're listening to me, turn down the volume, and as you turn down the volume, and it gets quiet. Okay, so that's just a little trick you can do, but it just creates that moment of quiet in your mind. Now from that place of calm and that place of relaxation, what I want you to do is I want you to imagine a situation where you would like to eat more salads. I mean, maybe it's at lunchtime, maybe it's at dinner, maybe it's as a snack somewhere. But when's a time when you would like to have the habit of eating a salad? Okay, I want you to think about that for a moment. And I want you to imagine yourself walking into that situation. Okay, this is a secret. You don't want to imagine yourself all of a sudden in the situation, and now you got to make a choice. You want to prepare yourself for it. So the time to prepare yourself is as you're moving into that situation. And it's at that point that you want to intentionally manipulate your posture, your breathing. You want to make it strong, relaxed, confident, and focused. You can do that now. So imagine yourself walking into a situation where you would like to eat more salads, dinner, lunch, whenever. And see yourself walking in the way you would like to walk in, right? With a straight posture, walking in with some strength and with some power. Imagine yourself walking in, sitting down wherever you sit, and having the salad in front of you the way you would like it. Okay? Now what I want you to notice is I want you to imagine yourself eating that salad, but I want you to imagine yourself eating that salad, what it feels like physically, and most importantly is what it feels like mentally. Because there's a huge mental difference while you're eating a salad compared to while you're eating an ice cream sundae. And part of it is that it's a much purer experience. Okay, now I'm not talking about in a judgment sort of way, but what I'm saying is that oftentimes the salad is, you know it's good for you. And so you feel good about yourself while you're eating it. Because you know you're congruently doing something that is helpful, that is beneficial to you, and you're actually doing it. So I don't want you to gloss over that or not notice it. Okay, be aware that emotionally and mentally it feels good to do these things. Okay, and I want you to be aware of that, and I want you to notice that. Okay? So imagine yourself eating the salad, and I want you to notice the rhythm at which you eat, the way that you chew it, the way that you're thinking about it, how you feel about yourself when you're eating the salad. Okay, how does it feel? Now hopefully it's all good things. Okay, if it's not, figure out why. Maybe it's bad lettuce. Maybe the restaurant you're going to stinks, or maybe the source you're getting for salad isn't good. If that's the case, what I want you to do is instantly switch in your mind to become a salad that is more appealing to you. And then after this, figure out a way to get that salad in front of you. Okay, but for right now, it's our imagination, and we just want to create all these positive, enjoyable associations to this behavior. So imagine consuming this salad, what your rhythm is, what you're saying to yourself, how you're chewing it, how it feels to eat it. And now I want you to imagine yourself being finished with it. And I want you to notice what it's like to get up from a meal of salad, primarily salad, okay? And I want you to notice how it feels. Do you walk a little taller, feeling good about yourself? If it's gratifying to you, I want you to absorb that feeling and become aware of it. So that when you think about salads, you get this boost of energy, this feeling, this confidence, this calm, this ego gratification. That's what we're looking to do here. It's very real. It exists. We just need to focus on it, become aware of it, and expand it. Okay? Now go through the rest of your day. How does it feel? How is it different? How is the rest of your day affected when you eat a salad like this, as opposed to, you know, what you normally eat? Do you have more energy? Are you more clear-minded? Are you more productive? Are you more balanced emotionally? How does it affect other areas of your life? This is so important. Okay, because as you realize all the benefits, and I mean not just logically, but emotionally, that's what this is about. I want you to absorb, I want you to experience the benefits of eating this way, even if it's just for a day. Okay, now what I want you to do is I just want you to imagine for the next 7 days. Imagine it's 7 days, 1 week from right now, and you've been eating a salad every day. Okay, I want you to think about and feel the benefits of that. How do you think you would feel different right now if for the past 7 days you'd had a salad like that? Okay? What do you think would be different with you? How do you think you would be thinking differently? How do you think you would be feeling differently? Right? How would your energy levels be influenced? I want you to think about this, but I also want you to internalize it. Right? If you'd eaten salads for the last 7 days, how would you be sitting right now? Right? How do you imagine you'd be sitting? How do you imagine you'd be breathing? How do you think your thinking would be influenced? Right? And absorb that, internalize it. What do you think? Okay? What if you expanded it to the next 30 days? What if for the past 30 days you'd had a salad every day? What do you think the benefits of that would be? Okay, just close your eyes and absorb it. What would it feel like? Okay, would you have more energy? Any of the same things. How would it affect you? Okay? Okay, so this is it. This is programming. What are the main things here to focus on? Right? Because I'm hitting, I gotta say, one of the challenges, it's a lot easier when I'm doing it for myself, obviously, or when I'm working one-on-one with a person, because I know what's important to them. But some of the ideas here are that we're not just saying, oh, I know salads are good for me. There's no feeling in that. Right? We're looking to make the things that we know logically, we need to know them emotionally. Because right? If you truly were connected to how valuable salads are, to how pleasurable they are, to how much benefit they caused you in your life, if you were really connected to that, you would crave them. You would need to have them regularly because they were so enjoyable to you. Okay? And it would become an automatic thing. So that's what we're looking to do here intentionally. You know, all this ice cream and all this junk food that people are addicted to, it's not a natural thing. There is billions and billions of dollars spent to get you to feel that way, to associate those things, to expand and exploit those connections and those associations. They're not just a natural thing. Okay, you need to understand that. What we're doing is the exact same thing, but we're doing it for ourselves. This is how you do it. You relax. You think about all the reasons why you want to do this, and then you internalize them and you imagine what it would actually feel like. Okay? And the deeper you can imagine it, right? The more deeper you can go into the hypnotic state, the meditative state, and the deeper you can imagine what it would actually feel like, the more powerful it becomes. Because your mind can't tell the difference between vivid imagination and reality. So the more vivid you are with your imagination and all the benefits of this eating this way, the more real it becomes in your body. Your body begins to experience it as if it were real. So the more you imagine that you'd had a salad for 30 days, the last 30 days you had a salad, what would be the benefits of that? What would differ? What changes in your body when you believe that and you imagine that? Again, some people, oh man, I'll stand up a little taller. Great, right? The more you do that, the better. Okay, the more you associate that to salads, the better. The more you're going to eat of them. Okay, and salads, again, can be replaced by anything here. But this is the process. You owe it to yourself. The more you do this, the quicker it becomes. Okay, the easier it becomes to do this. And so, in the future, you say, oh, I want to do this. But you don't just say, I want to do this. You say, I want to do this, and then you run this process through your mind. Why do I want to do it? What would it mean to me? What would it feel like? What would it be like to be that person, to live that way? Okay, so that's the idea here. Right? So use this. This is just, I just wanted to give you another kind of mini program here so that you could experience this, but keep using it. That's what makes it work. All right? So use this, and I'll talk to you next week.